Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to start off this afternoon with some new music from pianist Amina Figarova from her album Jazz at the Pine Hill, Volume 2, Live in Europe. Here is Mad Avenue.
Thank you.
currently based out of The Hague. That was Amina Figueroa and the quintet, featuring Dmitry Matheny, and also featuring an all-star band of musicians, including Amina's wonderful husband there. We just heard him on flute, and his name is Bart Plateau. Ruth Davies on bass, and Chris Strick on drums. I'm Randy McElligan, and we're going to hear some more music this time round from the great Frank Wes. Let's give a listen to something from his album entitled Flutology.
Thank you.
Just in case you were scratching your head wondering who that was on electric piano, that was Hampton Hawes from his album Northern Winds Plus, and he was playing a tune written by himself entitled Web. Featured on bass, we had Bob Cranshaw, Kenny Clark on drums, William Green on flute and sax, Carol Kay on electric bass, Jackie Kelso was on flute and sax, Jay Migliori on flute and sax as well, Snooky Young on trumpet, Alan DiRenzo on trumpet as well, Spider Webb on drums, and rounding out the group, George Bohannon on trombone. And just before that, we heard Flutology from their album First Date. Now, this album features a great cast of flautists, including Frank West, Holly Hoffman, and Al Ryerson. We also have Mike Wofford on piano, Peter Washington is on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. And this album was recorded for the Capri label in 2003. Highly recommended. And we heard a composition called Pretty Is. Let's listen to some music now from Newt Huggison from his album Step and a Half. And let's see, we'll listen to Lagoon. Thank you. You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM. Was brand new music from tenor sax player John Timmerman, taken from his album The Power of Two, and we just heard Miles Davis's All Blues. Neil Halliger on guitar, Steve Hashimoto on electric bass, and Rusty Jones was on drums. And just before that, boy, I tell you, this was actually quite a session, and it's an all-Canadian session featuring some of the finest Canadian musicians on the scene today. We heard from musician Newt Hogson, and that was taken from his album Step and a Half. We just heard a composition entitled Lagoon. And featured on this album, we had Ingrid Jensen from the West Coast, Mike Murley, Jeff Young, Jim Vivian, Ted Warren. Rick Lazar was also featured, as well as Stefan Bauer. So an all-star cast from an excellent album. Highly recommended. It's called Step and a Half. And you might want to check that one out. Newt Hogson is the musician, and it's on the Ram Records label. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. Here's some music from Dexter Gordon. Let's give a listen to Like Someone in Love. That was music from the great bandleader Maria Schneider from her 1992 recording Evanescence, and we heard My Lament. And before that, we heard from 1963 Dexter Gordon from Our Man in Paris. Now, on that tune that I played, Like Someone in Love, Dexter Gordon sat out on that number. But we heard a rather pathetic Bud Powell, very sloppy work on that number. Kenny Clark was on drums, and the rest of the band sounded good as well. That was a very, very good recording. But like I said, Bud Powell was going through some really, really rough times during that session. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Here's a song from Yu Masekela, recorded live, that needs no introduction. But all I can tell you is that it's one of the greatest compositions in modern jazz.
Our next song was written by a gentleman from Chicago, plays wonderful piano, and is a writer of very pretty songs. His name is Herbie Hancock, and he calls it Cantaloupe Island. Thank you.
That was music from Hugh Masekela and his version of Herbie Hancock's Cantaloupe Island, recorded live in concert. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. You know, in 1969, when Bitches Brew was released, Miles Davis's band spawned a multitude of musicians that would later form the next 30 years of jazz. I'm speaking mainly of John McLaughlin, Chick Corea, Wayne Shorter, Joe Zawinul, Keith Jarrett, and a host of other musicians from that session that would later form bands such as Mahavishnu Orchestra, Return to Forever, and in my mind, the most important of all these bands, Weather Report. We're going to listen to three numbers from this pivotal group, starting off with their album Black Market. We're going to listen to an interesting composition called Barbary Coast. And I think what makes that piece so interesting are the twists and turns throughout. And if you listen carefully, you'll see what I mean. And then we're going to move ahead to 1977 in what is arguably their most popular release, Heavy Weather, and we're going to listen to Palladium. After Heavy Weather was released in 1977, Weather Report released Mr. Gone. Now, the reviews were not very favorable, but there is a track off that album that showcases one of the greatest bass players of all time, Jaco Pastorius, and it's called Punk Jazz. So we'll conclude the next set with that number. But let's start off with Black Market and Barbary Coast. We'll be right back.
The
We're going to listen now to some music from the lovely voice of Chris Connor, and this is a composition written by Johnny Mercer entitled Fancy Free. You're listening to CHUOFM 89.1.
Fancy free, spring is here. but it can't catch me. I'm in love with them all. The postman, the teller, the violet seller. Life is gay, life is fun, and there's safety in more than one. So I like as many as I see. Little glances on the stairs, no one really cares. No kiss, no embraces, and no tears. So, three cheers. Fancy free, fancy free. What a wonderful way to be. Love is mysterious, gets you delirious. Why take it seriously? That is why I try to keep my fancy free. Fancy free, what a wonderful way to be. Out of this crowded, chaotic confusion, there could come a charmer for me. That is why I try to keep my fancy free.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Start you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you.
Of you, the sweet of you.
pure of you. The eyes, the arms, the mouth of you. The east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd like to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, 'cause I love all of you.
Well, we just heard three lovely voices, and the last one we just heard was Helen Merrill from her album Nearness of You, and we just gave a listen to All of You, and before that, Ella Fitzgerald with Ellis Larkin on the piano, and we heard Imagination, and that's from the album Pure Ella, and we started off with Chris Connor from A Jazz Day and Fancy Free, rather... That's called A Jazz Date with Chris Connor. My apologies. And we heard Fancy Free. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And we're going to continue with one of my favorites on the sax, Jimmy Forrest. This is a recording from 1959. It's entitled All the Gin Is Gone, and it features an all-star cast of musicians, starting off with Grant Green on guitar, Harold Mayburn on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and Elvin Jones is on drums. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
It doesn't get any better than that. That was from 1956. Bassist Curtis Counts and a track from his album Landslide. And we heard Time After Time. Beautiful, beautiful sax work there from Harold Arlen, Carl Perkins on piano, and we also had Frank Butler on drums, and Jack Sheldon with some little obligatos and quirky rhythms along the way on trumpet. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And just before that, we heard some music from sax great Jimmy Forrest. From a 1998 release featuring pianist Marcel Solal, bassist Gary Peacock, and drummer Paul Motion, the album's entitled Just Friends, and we're going to listen to Summertime.
Thank you.
That was music from Cuban percussionist Mongo Santa Maria from his album Go Mongo, recorded in 1962, and we heard African Song. And just before that, the Algerian pianist, that was Marshall Solal from his album Just Friends, and we heard Summertime. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. Well, it's time to listen to some music from the vocalist Etta Jones, and this is Orange Colored Sky.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange colored sky, she do, wee dee doo dee dee dee, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of an orange-colored view, choo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, I took one look at you. One look and I yelled, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out, I went into a spin, I started to shout, I've been hit, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me, and I should do dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, wonderful you came by. Ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out, I went into a spin, I started to shout, I've been hit, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye, should it wait, day, 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 and goodbye.
Clusone Trio is one of those groups that comes along every once in a while that just exudes personality, style, and charisma. And we're going to listen to some of their music from a 1993 recording that they made in tribute to the music of Irving Berlin. Now, it features Hans Benick on drums. Michael Moore is on various reeds. And Ernst Rezeger is on cello, so it makes for an interesting trio. We're going to listen to... I love this version of The Song Is Ended, and I think you will too. This is the Cluson Trio on In Transition.
Thank you.
music from guitarist Brad Shepik from his album Short Trip. And we heard, actually, it was a very interesting song. It sounded simple, but there were a lot of complexities going on there behind the background. Caradoc Luenza was the name of that track. And just before that, we heard the Cusón Trio in a tribute to Irving Berlin with The Song Is Ended. Well, the show is pretty well ended for today, and we're going to go out with some music from someone who is better known as a producer, and I'm speaking of Tio Macero, better known for his production work with Miles Davis. Some of the classic Miles Davis recordings for Columbia were made by Tio Macero, but we're going to hear him this time around in a sax environment. Tio Macero on sax and a composition called The Sounds of May. Bye for now. Thank you. Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. Hope you have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.